Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning to conclude for first phase of Lok Sabha elections in 102 seats and for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim this evening. Polling to take place on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses election rally at Nalbari in Assam. TMC chief Mamata Banerjee to address public meeting at Silchar. Ram Navami being celebrated in the country with fervour today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. White House says President Joe Biden is set to impose new sanctions on Iran's missile and drone programs following Iran's recent air attack against Israel. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Today is the last day for campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. The campaigning will end at 5 this evening. All political parties and their leaders are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters in their favour. 102 seats spread over 17 states and 4 union territories will go to polls on Friday. 39 seats of Tamil Nadu, 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Uttarakhand, Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar, 3 seats of West Bengal, 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry will go to polls in the first phase. Besides, polling will also be held for electing new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in the single phase on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held an election rally at Nalbari in Assam today. Addressing a public meeting, Mr. Modi said that the BJP-led NDA government believes in inclusiveness of all and everyone gets the benefit of all the government schemes without any discrimination, and promises to build 3 crore new houses for the poor in the next 5 years, apart from free food grains for the poor and needy.
एनडीए ने ठाना है कि देश के हर नागरिक तक पहुंचकर जिस सुविधा का वो पात्र है वो सुविधा उसे दी जाएगी। अगले 5 वर्षों में गरीबों के लिए 3 करोड़ और नए मकान बनाए जाएंगे और बिना भेदभाव सबको मिलेंगे।
The Prime Minister said that the BJP's Sankalp Patra promises to cover all senior citizens above the age of 70 years under the Ayushman Bharat scheme, which provides health insurance of up to 5 lakh rupees, irrespective of poor or rich family background, and it will lessen the burden on families. Mr. Modi said, during the last 10 years, Assam and other northeastern states are marched towards development at a very fast pace. He said that the BJP government has ended the evil practice of triple talaq. The Prime Minister added that his government increased the MSP to protect the interest of the farmers and promises to make 3 crore women Lakhpati Didis in the country.
2014 mein Modi aapke beech ek ummeed lekar aaya tha. 2019 mein मोदी जब आया तो एक विश्वास लेकर आया और 2024 में आज जब मोदी असम की धरती पर आया है मोदी गारंटी लेकर आया है मोदी की गारंटी यानी गारंटी पूरा होने की गारंटी.
Meanwhile, West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC leader Mamata Banerjee is to address a public meeting at Silchar for her party candidate. Senior leaders of the Congress, AAP, AIUDF, CPIM, Bodoland People's Front will also campaign for their party candidates today. Polling will be held in 3 phases in Assam for a total of 14 seats. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the entire country is feeling the need for one nation, one election. In an interview to a Hindi daily, Mr. Modi said the high-level committee on one nation, one election has received positive suggestions. He added that if this system is implemented, the country will benefit multidimensionally. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today claimed that there is a strong undercurrent in favour of the opposition INDIA bloc in the Lok Sabha polls and the BJP will be restricted to 150 seats. Addressing a joint press conference with Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav at Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Gandhi said, "This 2024 Lok Sabha election is about the battle of ideologies." He alleged that the BJP never speaks about issues concerning people. On electoral bonds scheme, Mr. Gandhi alleged that it is the biggest extortion scheme. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi claims that the scheme was brought to bring transparency in poll funding. He questioned then why was it struck down by the apex court. Mr. Yadav claimed that the winds of change will start blowing from Ghaziabad to Ghazipur in the state and the BJP will be given a grand farewell after the Lok Sabha election results. In Maoist-affected Bastar parliamentary constituency of Chhattisgarh, the departure of polling parties to the sensitive areas has started for the voting to be held on Friday under the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Our correspondent has the details.
Polling parties are being sent by helicopters to Naxal-affected areas of Bastar Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh. Polling parties have been sent about 3 days in advance to more than 150 polling booths located in sensitive and inaccessible areas of Bijapur, Sukma, Dantewada, Kondagaon and Narayanpur districts. 56 polling parties were sent by helicopters yesterday, while 100 polling parties are being sent through helicopters today. Tight security arrangements have been made in these sensitive areas to ensure peaceful conduct of voting. There will be a three-tier security cordon in highly sensitive polling booths. For this, about 350 additional companies of Central Armed Police Forces have been deployed in Bastar Lok Sabha constituency. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
In a nation where nearly 97 crore individuals are eligible to vote, the significance of casting a single vote might seem inconsequential to some. However, the determination to exercise this fundamental right is not a mere choice, but is a solemn duty, a report from our correspondent.
From the farthest reaches of India to those facing imminent emergencies, the act of casting a ballot is not taken lightly. Across the country, there are captivating tales of individuals who have gone to extraordinary lengths to fulfill their right to vote. Venkat from Tamil Nadu, despite initial rejection from the polling station due to clothing adorned with political symbols, promptly returned wearing a simple salwar, determined to cast his vote. Similarly, Somashri Das from Tripura made a heartfelt plea to postpone her delivery date, recognizing the profound importance of casting her vote first to secure a brighter future for her unborn child. Rajesh Patel from Gujarat, having never voted in his life, was inspired by anonymous letters from friends emphasizing the significance of voting. Touched by their effort, he committed to vote in every election henceforth. Finally, Lamare from Nagaland, faced with the dilemma of tending to his sick daughter on the polling day, showcased extreme determination. With the support of the polling officer, 100% voter turnout was ensured in his village. These stories highlight the power of each vote, shaping India's destiny through resilience and determination. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Saharanpur Lok Sabha constituency of Uttar Pradesh. Voting will take place on this Friday in the first phase. BJP has fielded former MP Raghav Lakhanpal as its candidate, while Congress has fielded Imran Masood on this seat. Majid Ali is in the fray from BSP. Our correspondent reports that, apart from them, seven other candidates are also contesting in the election.
The total number of voters on Saharanpur seat is 18,44,410. These include 9,74,733 male voters, 8,69,583 female voters and 94 transgender voters. Raghav Lakhanpal Sharma from BJP, Imran Masood from India Alliance and Majid Ali from BSP are in a fray on this seat. Raghav Lakhanpal Sharma and Imran Masood are competing for the third time. Congress candidate Imran Masood had earlier contested the Lok Sabha elections from here in 2014 on a Congress ticket. In that election, Raghav Lakhanpal of BJP defeated him by 68,000 votes. In 2019, BSP's Haji Fazlur Rahman defeated Raghav Lakhanpal by about 20,000 votes. But this time, BSP has fielded Majid Ali instead of Fazlur Rahman. Majid Ali is currently a district panchayat member from Deoband area. Majid Ali had also contested the assembly election in 2017 on a BSP ticket. But he lost to the BJP's Kumar Brijesh Singh. Majid's wife, Tasneem Bano, had been the district panchayat president in 2016. Ahead of the polling date, the election campaigning by all the political parties had gained momentum. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The Jan Nayak Janata Party, JJP, has released the first list of candidates for Lok Sabha election in Haryana to be held in the sixth phase on the 25th of May. JJP has fielded Naina Chautala, MLA from Badhra in Charkhi Dadri and wife of JJP President Ajay Singh Chautala from Hisar Lok Sabha constituency. Naina, mother of former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala, will contest against Ranjit Singh Chautala of the BJP. The Election Commission has issued a notice to BRS President and former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao for violating the Model Code of Conduct. The Congress had alleged that Mr. Rao had made objectionable remarks against the party at a press meet on the 5th of this month in Telangana's Sirsila. The Commission has asked Mr. Rao to explain his stand regarding his comments by the 18th of this month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to Midday News. Ram Navami is being celebrated in the country with religious fervour today. Many devotees are visiting Ayodhya on the occasion. Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Teerth Kshetra Trust has made special preparations to make Ram Lalla's birth anniversary unforgettable in the Ram Temple built after 500 years of struggle. Surya Tilak illuminated Lord Ram Lalla idol's forehead at the Ayodhya Temple on the occasion of Ram Navami today at 12:16 p.m. Surya Tilak of the deity was made possible by an elaborate mechanism involving mirrors and lenses. This was the first Ram Navami since the consecration of the Ram idol at the Ayodhya temple inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 22nd of January. The Prime Minister today watched the Surya Tilak of Ram Lalla digitally. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people on the occasion. In some international news, the White House has said that President Joe Biden is set to impose new sanctions on Iran's missile and drone programs. The move came after Iran's unprecedented air attack against Israel last week. According to U.S. National Security Advisor, President Biden is coordinating with allies and partners, including the G7 and the bipartisan leaders in Congress, on a comprehensive response. In sports, in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Delhi Capitals at the Narendra Modi Cricket Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Rajasthan is on the top of the table with 12 points. Kolkata stand in second place on the standings with 8 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning to conclude for first phase of Lok Sabha elections in 102 seats and for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim this evening. Polling to take place on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses election rally at Nalbari in Assam. TMC chief Mamata Banerjee to address public meeting at Silchar. Ram Navami being celebrated in the country with fervor today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. White House says Joe Biden is set to impose new sanctions on Iran's missile and drone programs following Iran's recent air attack against Israel. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.